Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
On a phone line right now is Johnny Jett. JohnnyJett.com is his website. Johnny Jett, this is John Williams with Steve Bertrand. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. You're at an airport. You're about to get on a plane. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Las Vegas, so you might hear some slot machines behind me. And they boarded everyone on the plane but me, so they told me to wait till the last second before I have
okay.
to go.
Okay. I'll take 3 minutes of your time. Johnny, we were talking about the lawsuit Lufthansa had against one of its passengers, somebody who got off early because that would be a cheaper way to get to a destination. You know how it is. If you want to go from New York to, say, Chicago, sometimes it's cheaper to book a flight from New York to Kansas City that stops in Chicago and then just get off there rather than finishing the flight. Is that legal to do?
Yeah, it's called the hidden city trick. So it is legal. It's just against airline policy. So if you do it, you got to do a one-way ticket. You can't buy a round trip. Otherwise, they'll cancel your return.
Right.
And you can't check a bag. And you don't want to put your freaking flyer number in there, because if you do it often, the airlines can go after you, take away your miles. And so those are the things you have to keep in mind. But
okay,
it's not illegal. It's just against airline policy.
I'm going to ask a follow-up question, but if you don't have time to answer it, don't. But this is your area of expertise. You've got a site, you're on Twitter, and you write about this and talk about this a lot. You recommend people do this to save money. Why do you recommend that people do this if this is against airline policy?
Well, I wouldn't say I recommend it. I just let people know it's available. So I would never do it myself, or I'd recommend it. But I would say, listen, if you really want to save some money and you're willing to take the chance. Because another thing you have to worry about, you know, let's say you get on, let's say there's a big snowstorm in Chicago. They could reroute you through one of their other hubs, like, say, Houston.
That's
so
right.
You're going to end up in Kansas City. So those are things you have to worry about, but the chances are slim, and it for some people it's worth the risk.
Well, why do the airlines fight us on that? If I've paid for the flight all the way to Kansas City, but I get off in Chicago, and I'm willing to carry my bag or not have a checked bag, then what difference is it to them?
It's just their way of trying to make more money. It's ridiculous. I'm totally, you know, I obviously am against it with the airlines. I want consumers to, you know, be able to find the cheapest fares, and I think this should be a fair game because they're finding loopholes. And it really became more popular when this one kid from, I think, either Chicago or New York, actually from New York, who created this website, SkipLag.
Yeah.
And, the other airline, United and I think Orbitz, sued him, and they lost. And he's the one that really shows how easy it is and which airports you can go through.
SkipLag, yeah, I've heard about that as well, but it's the same concept, right?
No, his website just shows you which airports you want to fly to. So let's say you want to fly, New York to Chicago. You put in that, and they'll say, well, listen, there's a really cheap fare to Kansas City, which stops in Chicago. So if you buy that, you'll save, whatever amount of money it is. Sometimes it could be significant. So he just points out which airports you really want to put in when you're searching, but it will show you the destination that you want to go.
The other thing is, though, I thought that a ticket, like at a Major League Baseball game, is a contract, that you agree to the terms. You can do this legally and not get sued, huh?
Well, we'll find out. You know, the first court in Germany, they lost, Lufthansa lost, but I think they're appealing it. So, everyone's waiting to find out what happens. But, I have heard of people where, the one way around it, I've heard, is by using a third party. Don't book it through the airline's website. Book it through a third-party travel agency, because that way it's harder for the airline to figure it out. Also, don't put your freaking flyer number in again.
Yeah.
And, just be prepared. Sometimes if you do it often, an airline representative will be waiting for you at your connecting gate and walk you to the next flight.
Well, you get that personal touch. That's really nice of them. JohnnyJett.com.
Yes, it is. You get JohnnyJett.com.
All right, Johnny Jett, you're busy. We are, too. We're at the auto show, and you're in Las Vegas about to get on a flight. Thank you for your time. We'll connect with you again on another day.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Bye now.